from the UK, broadcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Mic Drop Club, hosted by Douglas Hamandisha. Message received.
Message received.
You do not need to know what you need.
What you need.
Just engage with the podcast feed.
Just engage with the podcast feed.
Providing weekly insights into cool stuff we've read, saw, did, or heard about what made us say, wow, eureka, damn. Nothing is off limits. If it motivates and inspires you to reach your goals, then it shall be discussed. Featuring guest interviews from high performers and people of influence, and weekly awards for the best mic drop moment. This podcast is guaranteed to leave you pumped up for the week ahead. Don't just live life, make life boom.
That's right, people. It's time for us to go in again with another episode of the Mic Drop Club show with your host, Douglas Hamandisha, co-hosted by Django in the house, the best kept secret. What's up?
I'm cool, man.
So how's your week been? Feel blessed?
It's been blessed, man. I've just been working a lot, you know, shift after shift. That's what it is, man.
You got to do that work. You got to get that work in. It's vital. It's nutritious for the mind, body, and soul. You have to be working.
Yeah.
Everybody, every species, so should I say, has to work. We are funny enough as the top of the food chain that we can create a generation of human beings that don't have to work. You know, we're not trying to tap people on benefits here, but yeah. I'm saying to you, you have to work. Every animal works for its, unless it's in captivity. So
sure.
For those who are able, most definitely work. And for those of you who are not in work, you know, and you are the recipient of any support, understand support is temporary.
Yeah.
Keep focused, keep striving, and you will get yourself back on track, okay?
Yeah, man, that's for sure.
Right,
man.
So but this week, what's been happening in your life and what's been thinking about?
What have I been thinking about? A lot of things going, you know, haywire back in my country, you know, in terms of...
Countries where, man? What's
that? Namibia, sorry, yeah. I'm from I'm just saying my country. I'm from Namibia. That's in the part, in the south part of South, you know, in the of Africa. You know, it's going haywire in terms of obviously like people are voting for the next, obviously, president and obviously like what party they want for them to obviously like in terms of they want to go into power and that. And it's been very stressful, you know, obviously like allegations of, you know, prime ministers that we thought was trustworthy, doing money laundering and all this stuff, you know, getting caught by Al Jazeera, you know, Al Jazeera News, you know what I'm saying? The investigation. Obviously like, you know, our prime minister and all this stuff. I was shocked, man. Obviously my guy, David, obviously he does politics. You know what I'm saying? He wants to go into the political world and all this stuff. He sent me that link. Mm. You know what I'm saying? About what happened in my country. I'm like, oh man, this is embarrassing, bro. Like,
well, corruption is real. And just to draw parallels, in the UK, we got on the 12th of December, possibly the biggest, in terms of importance, general election taking place. That's right. We have our election taking place on the 12th of December. And some of you might think that that's a negative thing. And others would think that's it's an opportunity for us to go to the ballot box and express how we feel and vote for a party that's aligned to our values. But this is an opportunity whereby I think this is the first time in my memory whereby politics is no longer based upon your tribal affiliations. You know, a lot of people would have grown up voting with a particular party. The parents before them voted for a particular party, the same like ethnic profile, you vote for a particular party. I think this time around, because the undercurrents of the Brexit, which is dominating and so rightfully so, should be dominating these elections. Because let's be frank, for the last 3-4 years, there's been no progression on that start regarding Brexit. So these elections are like no other, whereby the parties themselves are split in terms of their affiliation or to the Brexit movement or to the Leave campaign.
Yeah,
you know, so that complicates who you vote for. So this mic drop club session, should I say, is all about why it's important to vote. I'm not here to, and we're not here to crack heads to tell you to vote for any political party. Yeah. You've heard that it's on news daily.
Yeah.
If not hourly. Okay. Mm. This is all about the importance of voting. So as Jen goes, is much younger than me. I'm going to ask him a question in terms of how are the younger generation, I'm talking about the ones just coming out of uni.
Mm.
How do you feel, in your opinion, in regards to their views on this election? Is there apathy? Do they feel pumped up for it? How are they viewing the election?
I feel like they're pumped up on it in terms of like, obviously like when the first Brexit happened, in terms of like 2017, it happened 2017. I feel like a lot of youths were, they weren't woke at the time. You know, like in terms of like, they didn't care what happened in the political world until it hit, boom, oh, we're getting out of the EU. And obviously like the in terms of like the repercussions start showing. And then obviously like the youth were like, oh my Lord, like, okay, this is really serious. So to answer your question, I feel like, you know, they're very pumped up and they're very aware now. I feel like some youths are very aware now. Personally, I'm one of them youths because I didn't care about politics. Understand? Until I saw where the country was going. You understand? And now I'm a little bit woke and I'm saying, and yeah, so yeah, go vote, man. Yeah,
you need to vote. So if we break down again, some of the issues that were raised by the younger voters or the people that are voting now for the first time that weren't able or didn't qualify to vote for the previous one.
Yeah.
They're the ones now in the position whereby they could take a look at the decision that's been made and exercise their approval or disapproval of the way things are going, and also align themselves with parties that are best aligned to their own values and needs. So, for example, I know a lot of younger people that are very interested, and again, rightfully so, in the way that we are treating the planet. I've just come back from Zimbabwe. I visited Victoria Falls, and currently, Victoria Falls is one of the 8 natural wonders of this world. Oh. It is not a normal thing to bestow. It is a natural wonder. And I don't know how many thousands or millions or gallons of water goes down this waterfall per second, but it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay. But when I was there, it was 1/17. That was the official standing, 1/17 of its capacity. Now, the reason why that's a big issue is because the Victoria Falls flows down on a river called the Zambezi River.
Yeah, Zambezi.
And animals go to graze where there's water.
Yeah.
Now, if the, say for example, the waterfall is not generating enough water, that just means there's a drought somewhere.
Yeah.
So the animals are going, and the Zimbabwe National Parks have reported over 200 animals have died.
Sorry.
Okay. Over 200 animals have died. And they're attributing that to global warming.
Mm.
So a lot of young people are very much conscious of the effects of, say, plastic, the way that we burn fuels, the way that we farm, for example, and how that has an effect on the environment, the ecosystem.
Sure. Yeah.
And also with younger people, it's more to do with whatever we vote for, whatever is the outcome, they have to live with it for the longest period of time. Yeah. So it is actually incumbent on young people, right, to understand what is happening in terms of politics.
Yeah.
And understand the parties that are involved.
Mm.
Because as we started off, we talked about the tribalism. A lot of people vote for a particular party because they've always voted for that. But now, this is a time that everybody's struggling to find a reason to stay on tribal lines.
Yeah.
You have to be voting with the party that has your best needs in hand. And has the most, what's the word? The most realistic, the most authentic message. Yeah. Okay, because again, when they campaign their manifestos, a lot of things they're going to say, this is aspirational.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. This is what they want to do when they come into power. And we all know, for those of us old enough, that once they're in power, a lot of things change.
Yeah.
There might not be enough money in the treasury.
Yeah.
There might be a war they have to face, et cetera, et cetera. There are lots of things that can happen that can mess up and completely change an aspirational message.
So you really got to read it between the lines in terms of just don't get swayed about, you know, like just looking at a political party and you say, oh, I am this. And you'll be like, oh, that sounds nice. For the sake of it, you know, I'm just reading between the lines, obviously estimating in your head, like, okay, is this really realistic? Is this really going to happen?
Yeah.
You understand? Just,
I think politicians have not really been engaged with the youth as much as they should have. Like, if you're going to ask me personally, who is the MP for youth, for younger people in Kent, so in Gillingham, I don't know who they are.
I don't know as well. I'm a youth. I don't know as well.
But we should know.
Exactly.
We should know.
Yeah.
We should know exactly what's on their brief.
For sure.
In terms of what are their goals? What are they trying to do for the younger people? Because again, we got people going to vote. And if they're not fully aware of what they're voting for, they might be shocked at the outcome. Broadly speaking, this is an election, like I said, like no other. It's not a normal election. There's some big things at play, which is Brexit. Now, speaking as a man of color, originating from the motherland Zimbabwe, I would tell you that if you grow up under apartheid regime, having a chance to vote, that's what people died for. That's not a normal thing.
That's not a normal thing. Speak about it, man.
That's not a normal thing. Yeah. So when I hear apathy from any age, any gender, any creed, that, oh, I don't want to vote and I'm not interested in politics, I'm saying, you know what? You don't understand what voting actually means and the significance of it. And sometimes the rebuttal is, oh, my vote doesn't count.
Mm.
You grow up in a place whereby you are not counted. At all.
Yeah.
You know, even the most marginalized people in this society, in the Western world, they're counted. They might be counted in a very negative way. For example, the stop and search statistics, how many young people commit crimes and so forth. They might be counted in a very negative process.
Process, yeah.
But you have to be counted. And your chance to vote is a chance for you to be counted and say, I choose this person. Okay. That is a significant thing, because as we grow older and grow wiser, you look back and you might be asked, you might be one of these people that complains at the outcome, but you didn't even cast a vote. How ridiculous do you sound? You just get that.
I'm one of them.
So you get that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go out there and vote. Yes. In terms of the mechanics of voting now, what do you need to do? It's December. People are engaged in Christmas shopping. It's dark outside. It's not the safest place being in some of these streets at night.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be on the 12th of December.
Yeah.
But I do suggest that you vote. The funny thing is, statistically showing, older people tend to vote more than younger people.
Mm-hmm. True.
But like I said, the older people who vote tend to vote more conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just how you grow. Loosely speaking, there's always exceptions to the rule. Yeah. We tend to grow a bit more conservative, a bit more insular as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if that is the case this time round, remember, this is about Brexit, essentially.
Mm.
And if you're young and you haven't cast your vote, this will affect you longer than an older person.
Yeah.
An older person in the 70s might sit through 2 terms. 8 years, 10 years, whatever the case may be, but you've got like 70. Do you understand?
Sure.
So please, when this is not us trying to corral you or try to persuade you to be aligned with any political party, whether you're conservative, whether you're Lib Dem, Labour, SNP, Greens, Brexit party, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. What matters is you going out there, first and foremost, register. When's the deadline to register?
The deadline is on the 26th of November. Go to gov.uk. I repeat. Please. Just don't focus on Black Friday, please. 26th of November is the deadline. Please go and vote, man. Yeah, you especially youths, please.
Exactly. And there's really no excuse. We live in one of the most technologically advanced countries on this planet. You don't even have to register in person. You can nominate somebody to register on your behalf.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do it online. You see what I'm saying? So there's no real excuse for you to do it, but I do applaud you to do that. Other reasons why I think a lot of people are not really engaged with the politicians is because of the scandals, whether it was the expenses scandal, whatever the case would be, where politicians were taking money and claiming back expenses for like two houses, duck ponds, all of these things. And people saw that and were naturally and quite rightfully angered by that. Yeah. Okay. But again, this is so much bigger. And remember, politicians are just like human beings.
Yeah.
Crime takes place on every level. Mm. Just because you're a politician doesn't mean the crime is not going to take place whilst you're in office.
Yeah.
Okay. They do reflect to some degree what happens. There's deals being done as we speak. But what we need to understand is, are those deals going to be done that are supporting things that are real to us?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for those who really are woken up and understand what each party is basically standing for, right? That's okay. You can just skip this part. But I want Django, what the Conservatives really pushing for in this election?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know about
The Conservatives are basically sticking to the deal they already got in place that was passed through the House of Commons. Okay. Yeah. Some say it's just a reworking of Theresa May's deal, but essentially it is a leave mandate that they're pushing out. They've already got the numbers in Parliament, but then they were more concerned with iterations being made by MPs so that way it might be shot down when it goes back to the EU for further ratification. So with the Conservatives, it's all about leaving, okay?
Okay.
This is all loosely speaking. And then Labour, they're all about having another general election. Another referendum.
Obviously having the choice of...
Having the choice again, okay? And then the Lib Dems have been very open. They're talking about, if you vote for us, we're going to get rid of the whole Brexit thing. We're going to go back to how things are now. And this is not a campaign, but... Django mentioned something earlier in terms of prior before we got in there, in terms of the MPs say things that are not real.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? When we talk about Brexit, what we do know that is real.
Is real. Yeah.
That we can say right now that is real is what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are in the EU. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got a deal, but it's not been ratified. Yeah. It hasn't gone through the House of Commons to be fully ratified. Yeah? Yeah. But we know what it's like to be in Europe.
Yeah.
You know that as a fact.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. The other two parties are offering a situation that is unknown. If Conservatives win and there's a full Brexit, that's a scenario that people don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah? If Labour win and have another referendum, that's a scenario that people don't know about.
Yeah.
Dangers for each of them. But personally speaking, in terms of democracy and the values that underpin democracy, is always based upon the majority rule. Everybody has a right to vote. And whoever wins, people have to accept the outcome. That's democracy.
Mm.
In anything that we do, if we do not uphold those values and keep on having referendums, If half the country don't like the decision, you end up having a situation where people completely are disillusioned when it comes to politics.
Sure,
okay. At some point, people need to bite the bullet and accept a decision and then wait for the outcome of the decision. Because if half the country literally voted to leave and the UK has not left, then you have another referendum based upon the alarm bells or are sounding based upon the perceived outcome of leaving that hasn't actually been actualized.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very difficult. It's different now if you do leave and these outcomes are realized, then you can make an informed decision and say, do you know what? We didn't like that decision.
Mm.
You know, so it's important that everybody's aware of roughly of what's happening there. And also in terms of if you're a unionist and take a look at what's happening across the United Kingdom, with SNP, the DUP in Ireland, what's going to happen to the union based upon how you vote. This is not a normal situation.
It's not a normal vote.
It affects the slice of the cake. It affects how the United Kingdom is going to operate moving forward.
Yeah.
So like we were saying, we're not going to encourage or try and sway you on any political affiliation. All we want from you is to go out there and cast that vote.
Go out and vote. And please be educated, man. Because right now I'm learning from the big man right now. I'm not a person that was, like I said, very informed about politics. You know, it's very refreshing, you know, as a young and just listen to this, innit, you understand? And I would also say, in terms of like you said, obviously, like, can I say, this whole, you know, like voting thing, like really how it affects, you know, the whole piece of the cake. Like, remember Nissan? Everybody loves Nissan, you understand? And look at how it affects Nissan's business in the UK. And I know, like, people love cars and all this stuff. And Nissan is a very, it's a brand of car that's been here for a very long time in the UK. Mm. Understand? I don't know if it makes sense, but just understand the things that this voting thing, like, literally, like, it's affecting everything around.
Exactly.
The grand scheme of things. So please, man, please.
What you're talking about there is, say, the manufacturing industry.
The manufacturing industry. And,
industry employs people.
Yeah.
And this then not being an English company, still being based in England, is because of all the benefits had when England are in the EU.
Yeah.
But again, it doesn't really matter how you vote.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. If you're a Leaver, fine. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. The funny thing is, if you take a look at countries and how countries are formed and everything, being independent is a natural state for any country to be in.
Mm.
It is a natural state
to
be fully autonomous, independent, make all your rules. That's why you're a country.
There's nothing wrong with that. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. So whether you are Leaver or Remainer, it is fine.
Yeah.
It is fine. As long as you know you're voting for things that align to your principles and your values, and you're able to stand up to them.
Mm.
You know, people might vote for to leave for the wrong types of things, and that could be the perception of other people.
Yeah.
But who are they to say it's wrong?
Sure.
You know, this is a small landmass.
Mm.
The UK is not big. It's a small landmass.
Yeah.
So you can see why some people might take the view that there's only a certain amount of people that can be in this country based upon the actual landmass, based upon the resources in the country. You can see how people vote in that way.
Mm.
But again, it's a political thing because there were politicians that allowed immigration to get to the level whereby it peaked the radar of people in communities that weren't ready for an influx of people.
For sure.
You can see that.
Yeah.
That's not the people that came in's problem. That is the politicians that were voted in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why voting is so much the thing to be doing, the coolest thing you can be doing, the coolest tweet you can be sending, the coolest Instagram you can be sending on the 12th of December is you casting that vote.
Cast your vote.
Nothing is more important. That's if you're in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So guys, this has been a very short, very quick, straight to the jugular. We're not trying to mince words here.
Yeah.
Please go out there.
Let me repeat again. 26th of November. Please vote. Please.
I beg you to vote.
Yeah. So understand that this, like we said, it could affect you in the long run. It could affect you in the long run. Read between the lines of whatever party you're trying to vote. Read between the lines. You understand? Make sure that obviously this is for you. You understand? Just don't get swayed and just think that, you know what, this is just the right thing. Be open-minded. Just be open-minded. You understand? Just open-minded, please.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man. It's your boy Jingle, man.
And have a cracking weekend. Again, all the information is in the show notes. Catch up on the other side.
Yeah.
We out.
Peace.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out micdropclub.com and get the show notes and useful links. Subscribe to the podcast. Don't just live life. Make life boom.